we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B, R-O-T-P-O-D. Thanks for joining me on this new episode, another new Rot Pod episode. As always, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And I'm recording this on a Wednesday. And something happened today on this special Wednesday for you Apple enthusiasts, Apple fanboys. Some new features, some new products were announced, and we'll talk a little bit about that and some other tech updates. So for the first one, iPhone 6S and 6S Plus was announced today. Updated processor, camera, a new feature called the 3D touch display. With the 3D touch display, it's pressure sensitive. Two new gestures. You have your phone on. You press lightly on the phone. It enables the peek gesture, which allows you to quickly preview a photo, email, basically what pops up in the notification. So just a light touch on the screen and a quick little preview of what you want to see. And when you do press it, a little menu pops up to what you want to see, what quick preview you want to see on that light touch. And the second gesture is you press a little harder, and when you do that, it goes straight into the app that you want to go into. So basically, you're viewing the web, notification pops up, you want to see the email, you light touch the screen, a little quick preview shows you the subject line in the email. You don't want to bother with it, so you let your finger off the screen, and you continue browsing or keep doing what you're doing. So for the second action, you're doing what you're doing on your phone. A notification pops up, an email pops up. You light touch, a quick preview comes up on the screen. You read the subject in the email, and you want to read more. So while you're still lightly pressing the screen, you press a little bit harder, and it automatically opens the email, the full email app. So that's what the 3D touch display is. And I gotta say, that's a pretty good feature. If you want to quickly preview some notifications that pop up. I guess it's sort of the same thing for the Android. You pull down the notifications, and you can quickly see a preview of what you have that you want to click into and view. But right now, we're talking about iPhones, Apples. So that would be a pretty good feature to have. So when you get the iPhone 6S, 6S Plus, I think that would be a good one too, that you would be getting used to. And you go back and you use a previous iPhone. That's probably one of the features that you would get used to and you would want on all the phones. So we got the 3D touch display. We got a 12 megapixel camera for the back. And as always, the camera sensors on the iPhone products are good. So no problems there. Maybe a little internal upgrade for the camera, for the 12 megapixel camera. Another addition to the camera is the front facing camera. It's going to offer a light, and it says that you can take better selfies. That's what it says. You can use the light for better selfies. So yep, 12 megapixel camera. Next is one of the things I like to talk about is the A9 processor, a faster A9 processor, 70% faster CPU and up to 90% faster graphics than the previous iPhone A9 processor. And I gotta say, that is a big improvement. 70% faster with the CPU performance. And if you like playing games on the Apple devices, Apple iPhones, 90% faster graphics. I gotta say, that's a pretty good upgrade. Good job, Apple. Good job. Yeah, the A9 chip will be doing about 60 frames per second on games. Maybe not all games, but some games out there, they're saying that it will run as fast as 60 frames per second. And if you don't really know anything about that, it's just basically you will get a good picture, good motion picture from playing games. You won't see any lag, you won't see any tears, any waiting on graphics popping up the screen. It's just going to be a really good screen, really good GPU providing good graphics and good picture quality. And another feature is a more efficient M9 coprocessor for Siri. And last but not least, stronger design, a harder aluminum case. You know, with the last iPhone 6, they did that, they call it the bend gate, where you put it in your pocket and the phone actually was bending. So they kind of addressed that issue here, where stronger aluminum, to where they say the phone will not bend. The phone will not bend in your skinny jeans back pocket, people, which is a good thing. Alrighty. Next one is a Apple Watch. Mostly the Apple Watch options, the bands, the cases, the sport bands, pinks, browns, red, blues, different colors, different designers coming on board, luxury designers designing watch bands for the Apple Watch. So just a lot of different band colors for your Apple Watch. On to the next one, the new Apple TV. From the previous $99 Apple TV, this is going to be for a 32 gig, $149, and the 64 gig for $199. So this new Apple TV, updated OS, updated gaming, and other on-screen features, updated Siri, updated, well, not really updated, but a better touchpad remote, calling it the TV OS. And one cool thing about this is that on top of the remote is a touch sensitive trackpad. So you swipe left, it rewinds for you. You swipe right, fast forward for you. Swipe up, swipe down, just depending on what's on the screen, it controls. So if you're watching a movie, you swipe up, volume, swipe down, volume down. And again, I gotta say, that's a pretty good feature, the swiping. Just a swiping up left right for different features on the screen. So for the Apple TV, $150 and $199. So better touchpad remote. The remote has a sensor in it to where you can actually play games on the Apple TV now. So more games will be coming from the developers. A lot of developers are on board to bring you better games, better graphics, because Apple TV's upgraded. The better TV experience, movies, you talk to Siri, tell Siri what you want, what do you want to watch, and they actually gave a demo saying like what TV show has the actor blah blah in it, and Siri will actually find that TV show that you are talking about. So it's like just asking any normal person, but you're asking Siri, and Siri pretty much brings up the results from what you asked for, TV shows, movies, and whatnot. So just a little bit more home theater experience from the Apple TV. So more features on the Apple TV. They want you to spend more time with the Apple TV instead of switching over to maybe like a Blu-ray or another device. And one thing that I'm not really convinced about is that they said they're trying to compete with other gaming platforms with their games. So that we gotta see what they're gonna be bringing out with, what controllers they're gonna be coming out with, what games, what graphics, the memory, all that stuff. So that's what they're saying. So in the future, we'll just see what they bring out, what they come out with. And with the Apple TV, you know, those Bluetooth controllers, like for Steam or your PC or other tablets, they're saying that you could use those controllers for the Apple TV, so you don't have to buy the Apple brand gaming controller. Of course they're coming out with Apple brand controller, but they're just saying that you could use other brand controllers as well. It would be cool if you bought an Apple TV and they gave you one of their controllers for free. That would be pretty good, just like they give you the remote. Just saying. And the iPad Pro, 12.9-inch iPad Pro. They're dubbing this the work tablet. Runs on a AX processor, which is a processor engineered by Apple, the Apple company. It's not by Intel or any other company. 5.6 million pixels. Graphics quality on this new iPad Pro is, they say, 360 times greater than the original iPad. So the original iPad 1, 360 times greater for the graphics quality. And here's a quote from Phil Schiller. This is the most advanced display that we have ever built. So this new A9X chip, it's about close to 2 times faster than the previous A8 chip. It's going to be running iOS 9. Can run 2 apps at a time with split screen mode. That's another feature from the iPhone. They brought it over to the iPad. Thunderbolt port, power and data, NFC chip. So just a few upgrades for this new iPad Pro. Pretty good. And one more thing that's coming from Apple, the Apple Store. They are coming out with a carrier-free iPhone upgrade plan. So basically, you go into an Apple Store and you tell them you want to join the iPhone upgrade plan. And basically what this is if you want a new iPhone every year, you can walk into your Apple Store and grab the new iPhone every year and upgrade every year. So how this works is, depending on what phone you have, if you're planning on getting the new iPhone 6S Plus, you'll be paying $31 a month to Apple. So when the year is over, you get to walk into the Apple Store and then grab a new phone. If you want the iPhone 6S, you'll be paying about $27 a month. If you want the iPhone 6 Plus, $27 a month. The iPhone 6, $23 a month. And the iPhone 5S, $19 a month. So after a year, 12 payments, you can go in, get a new iPhone, and start a new iPhone upgrade plan. So you don't have to purchase a phone from your carrier. You could just take this phone, take it to your carrier, and activate it. And these plans will start September 12th. And that's the same time that you'll be able to pre-order your iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. And one thing about the price also, depending on what size memory you want to get. For instance, the iPhone 6S Plus, the 16 gig is $37 a month. The 64 gig is $40 a month. And the 128 gig is $45 a month. So you want the latest iPhone with a bigger memory, it's going to cost more per month. So yes, Apple introducing a new carrier-free iPhone upgrade plan where you don't have to purchase a phone from your carrier. You could just grab a data plan, get an iPhone, take it to a carrier and activate it. So just like I said, these companies and wireless carriers is coming out with all these good deals and different deals to entice customers to come in and be with them. It's all about getting the customers and getting everybody's cash. So Apple jumping on board with one of these carrier-free programs. And that's it for now for the Apple update. And I gotta say, pretty impressed with the CPU and GPU performance upgrades. I think those are pretty good upgrades for the Apple products. And since we're talking about a little bit on the tablets, I'll give you a few stylus products that are out on the market today that are pretty good. So here's one for the artists. It's called the Adobe Ink and Slide for $124. And the only thing about this is it connects only to the Apple iPads. Features a fine tip, pressure sensitive point, and it feels like a normal pen in your hand. There's an LED on the stylus to show you what color that you're currently using. A slide ruler where you can make perfect straight lines, circles, and other shapes. And it comes with a USB charger and carrying case. So if you're an artist and you want to use a stylus for your iPad, the Adobe Ink and Slide for $124. And just a basic stylus for also iPad. It's called 53 Pencil. 80, $60 to $80. With this 53 stylus, you have to buy the app, or not buy, but you have to get the app from the iOS, and with the app and the pen, you kind of customize your stylus the way you want it to work. You could do watercolor paintings. You could do fine line drawings. You could use it as a pen. You could use ink and a comic book like image effect. And a cool thing about this one is on the other end comes with a built-in eraser. So instead of selecting the eraser option on the tablet, you just flip your stylus around and erase it as you would a regular pencil. So this one again, USB port for charging, connects to your iPad, Bluetooth, 53 pencil, $60 to $80. And another story related to the Apple TV. Everybody knows Crossy Road. If you don't know Crossy Road, ask your nephew, niece, son, daughter what Crossy Road is, and they'll pull out their tablet, pull out their smartphone, whatever you have for them, and they will show you the app, the game called Crossy Road. So Crossy Road will be available for the Apple TV, and you'll be able to play multiple players on the Apple TV with Crossy Road. So multiplayer gameplay, Apple TV, Crossy Road, coming soon. And I am serious about asking your nephew or niece what Crossy Road is. Because a few months ago, almost every kid played that and they were talking about it. Okay. Away from the Apple, we'll turn to PlayStation. PlayStation turns 20 in the U.S. today, September 9th. So today marks the 20th anniversary of the North American launch of the original PlayStation. And if you do want to look this up, if you have social media or you want to look on YouTube, there is one video from Sony where it shows like a short video from games to the consoles, just showing the games and how the console used to look and lines outside the store to grab the PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and just a few highlights from games to the consoles, from the first PlayStation to the PlayStation 4. So if you want to go and look that up, yeah, it's a pretty good small video to watch. So, yep, 20 years for the PlayStation. And another gaming update, Mario Kart 8 Wii U bundle. They are selling a bundle now that are in stores right now. So if you haven't got a Wii U and you've been looking for a good time to buy a Wii U, $299 for the Wii U, and it comes pre-installed with the new Mario Kart 8. So one of the reasons why they're doing this bundle is the new Super Mario Maker just released, and that the Super Mario Maker game could be the reason why, could be a good reason why you could purchase a Wii U. So they wanted to just make it a little bit more enticing and get a Wii U, and you could get a Mario Kart 8. Okay, and a question about from a listener asking just a recommended movie, TV show. So here's a few from Netflix. And these are some of the best from August. So if you want to do some of the best and recommended, here's a few. Mad Men. And here's a little description about Mad Men. New York City, 1960s. Agency is doing well, but as the industry grows, the competition begins to stiffen. Agency tries to survive in a time when everything, including the ad industry, is undergoing a radical shakeup. So Mad Men, if you want to check that out, one of the best in August. Another one, Breaking Bad. Walter White, high school chemistry teacher, diagnosed with late-stage lung cancer. To secure his family's finances before he dies, White uses his chemistry background to cook and deal premium blue meth. And he has a partner, a student, Jesse Pinkman. And everything just crazy happens in Breaking Bad. Another one from Netflix, House of Cards. This one was produced by Netflix. Here's a little description. The show revolves around protagonist Francis Underwood, the U.S. Senate, who uses every political secret and inch of his clout to dethrone enemies and leverage his way to the top. So along with his wife in the movie and TV show, the two characters are willing to go beat their opponents, destroy them however way they can. So House of Cards, another recommended TV flick. And a little wireless carrier update. Verizon is prepping to test their 5G network. So it's time to use the term 5G. Well, actually soon, not right now. Not right now, but soon. So if you ever want to tell a friend, coworker, hey, you know that Verizon is working on 5G wireless technology in the U.S.? They'll say, what? Are you serious? So 5G coming, they're expected to have it rolled out by 2020. So another 5 years, Verizon will be flipping a switch to 5G wireless technology. And just to give you an idea, 5G is going to be 50 times 4G. Mind blown, right? 50 times. Makes you want to download everything all the time. But imagine 5G and you're paying for only 2 gigs of data. All that data will be gone in 30 minutes. Watching everything in 4K on your new 4K smartphone. That was just my idea of using the 5G. But for now, still 4G. 2020. Expected in 2020. 5G. 50 times faster than 4G. 50. And for you photographers out there, I'll give you a few of the top rated point and shoot cameras. There's a lot of different types of cameras out there, point and shoot. You could get into the thousands of dollars, from the hundreds to the thousands of dollars. DSLR, quality type point and shoots, or just the basic point and shoot cameras. Some that are easy to work with, some that have features that you would want to change around while shooting pictures. Some with good zoom, some with just a simple easy option. But the main thing is they're small enough to put in your pocket instead of having to carry around a big old DSLR or another big camera. So just remember, stick to that main feature. Point camera, small enough to fit in your pocket, fit in your little purse, put in your glove compartment, and pull it out when you need to snap a pic. So one of the cameras to look at is under $240, the Nikon Coolpix Digital Camera 1080p, 16 megapixel sensor, 30 times zoom, 1080 video, stereo sound. You got a 3-inch LCD screen in the back. Another one is under $210, the Canon PowerShot Digital Stabilized Wide Angle. So 12.1 megapixel sensor, 20 times zoom, 4 times digital zoom, 1080p full HD video with stereo sound, 25mm wide angle lens, and image stabilization. So with this 25mm wide angle lens, you're able to shoot at basically a wide angle. Another one is top rated, so under $60. Canon PowerShot A2500 stabilized 2.7-inch point. So 16 megapixel sensor, 5x optical zoom, 28mm wide angle lens, so it's wider than the other one, the other 23mm, image stabilization, and 32 photo shooting options. And instead of a 1080p, this one comes with a 720p HD video with stereo sound. So those are just a few ideas, a few recommendations that I found that are $240 and under. But if you have money, if you want to shout out the big bucks for some of those other expensive cameras, they're pretty much better than these ones, but the only thing is the cost. So, but if you're looking for low cost ones, you could check these ones out again. And I'll name them off really quick. Nikon Coolpix Digital Camera 1080p, Canon PowerShot Digital Stabilized Wide Angle, Canon PowerShot 8-2500 Stabilized 2.7-inch Point. So check them out if you're looking for a low cost, good, high-rated digital point-and-shoot camera. And last but not least, I'm going to share a little 5-minute workout. They're saying that you could do this 5-minute morning workout. to get your heart racing, to get pumped up for the day. So, okay, 5-minute energizing workout, 30 seconds of push-ups, 1-minute jumping jacks, 1-minute downward dog plank, 1-minute jumping jacks again, 30 seconds of push-ups, and 1-minute alternating lunges. So this is 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Do everything back to back, and it comes out to a 5-minute energizing morning workout. 30 seconds push-ups, 1-minute jumping jacks, 1-minute downward dog to plank, 1-minute jumping jacks, 30 second push-ups, and end with a 1-minute alternating lunges. So I will try this, and I'll update you on the next episode. So if you want to try this with me, then comment on this Rock Pod episode. Tell me how you like it. If you like it, if you don't, if you have any other morning workouts, let me know. Okay. And real quick, just got a few other backlog stories that I want to share. They're a little bit past due, but here it goes. Man suffers ruptured thumb tendon from playing too much Candy Crush Saga. Yep, that's right. A man had to go to the hospital surgery for his thumb. His thumb, veins, blood, everything. His thumb just like basically opened up from playing too much Candy Crush. So now you can give your child, your spouse a reason why they shouldn't be playing too much Candy Crush. Your thumb will blow up. Amazon's Echo, if you haven't heard, it's a little device you put in your living room, wherever. You basically say Amazon or whatever name you want to give it. Say Echo, who play me Inner Sandman by Metallica. And if you have it in your library, it'll play Inner Sandman by Metallica. Or if you guys want to ask him a question from the web, like what happened in this day in history, and it'll actually give you an answer. So this Amazon Echo, it can actually now read you audiobooks to you. So you'll probably say, Echo, read me audiobook Mockingbird, or whatever book you want to hear that you have in your library. So Pong, Pac-Man, Tetris, Super Mario Brothers, Doom, and WoW, World of Warcraft, were inducted into the Video Game Hall of Fame. Yay! Apple, again, this is a little bit past due. Apple to launch Android app to migrate users to iOS. So if you're on Android and you want to move over to Apple, they actually have an app that would help you move everything over to your Apple iPhone. And Back to the Future, the movies, they're coming back to the theaters in October. So just check your local theaters, see if they're going to be showing the Back to the Future movies starting in October. And they'll be in theaters just as long as new movies that come out, just as long as they're in the theaters, Back to the Future will be in theaters. So it's actually like saying the new Back to the Future movie is coming in October. Cool. So, yep, that's about it. And I guess just real quick, here's a new song that's coming out, that came out. It's kind of on the trending. It's on the new and trending, which means people are listening to it. It's coming up in the charts. More people are listening to it, jamming out in their cars. So here's a little taste of Downtown by Macklemore. So Downtown featuring Eric Nally, Melly Mel, Kool Moe Dee, and Grandmaster Caz. Again by Macklemore. Here's a few seconds of Downtown.
To the moped store, said fuck it. And salesman's like, what up, what's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you, follow me.
Ooh, it's too real, chrome down mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels, 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet, white walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. Got gas in the tank, cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with the rest of my face. I'ma let that stick there.
Downtown. That's what it's called, yo. Check it out. If you can, buy it. If you do buy it, tell them Rock Pod sent you. Tell them Mr. B sent you. All right, people. Thanks for joining me. This new episode of Rot Pod, ROTPOD. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Share the podcast, share the feed, share the Facebook, share everything if you can. Share Mr. B's info. So I shall be in your ear hole on the next episode. Thanks again for joining me. Till next time. Peace.